Welcome to The Clinical Entrepreneur, a business podcast that's dedicated to healthcare practitioners just like you who are hustling every day to build a business and a life you're proud of. Join me, Rhonda Nelson, as I share my own experiences and extract actionable advice from industry experts about what it takes to build and scale a profitable wellness practice. Well, hello, friends. Welcome back to another Clinical Entrepreneur episode. I'm so glad that you are here. And I want you to know first that I really am so thankful that you take time out of your busy week to listen in and learn how to grow a clinically successful practice. Because whether we like it or not, as clinicians, we kind of entered the world of business and entrepreneurship, so to speak, by default, because we have to have a business in order to have a practice, right? So anyway, every week, one of the things that drives me when I create and think of the episodes and the topics that I want to talk about is what I think is going to help you kind of move the needle forward or move the ball down the field, so to speak, towards the goal, which is really creating a thriving, successful, financially solvent, like allows you to live the life that you want to live practice. And I remember back as a clinician and still as a clinician, but you know, 20 years ago, oh, how I wish that I had had someone giving me some advice and direction and like, oh, you know, bridge out over there. Don't go there. You're going to definitely crash there. And I crashed and burned multiple times because I didn't know. So when I think of, you know, what I want to talk about here, just know that my heart and my passion is really to help give you guidance and advice and coaching around the things that you're going to want to avoid, as well as the things you're going to want to consider including. And those are that's one of the things that we're going to talk about today. So the topic today is the who, not how. But before I get into it, I want to just give a little bit of a foundation. So first, I see you, friend. I get you. I had a brick and mortar practice for many, many years. Now I just have a virtual practice. But so I totally get both worlds, and I know what it's like even now as a clinician and a business owner. There's just a lot going on all the time. There's lots of plates spinning. There's lots of details to tend to, not only with patients and emails and protocols and, you know, following up and answering questions, all the things that go along with patient care, which between you and me is what we really love, right? That's what we love to do. It's the dang business side that we don't want anything to do with. Like, I don't want to do all that. And a lot of times it's because we're not really good at it. You know, we didn't go to school to be business majors. We didn't go to school to be entrepreneur. We didn't go do that. We chose to do something different. We chose to get into clinical work because that's where our passion and our love lies. But we can't get away from this business side. So there's this like balance. There's a balancing act that has to happen. You know, it's like a teeter-totter. You can't focus all your things on clinical because otherwise your business isn't going to work. And then you're going to be not having the income that you want. You're not going to have patient retention like you want. Your retention should be up in the 80% range. And if you don't have those, if those aren't where your numbers are, then you got some tuning up to do of the engine or the vehicle of your business. So there's always so many things to do, right? We have lots to do on the clinical side and the business side, but you've got a superpower, your clinical superpower, whether it's working with digestive cases or autoimmune or allergies or female hormones or whatever it is. And then your way, your unique way of executing that, service, I suppose, to your patients and in the way that only you can do it, right? What is your superpower? What do you love to do? Because being a clinician takes a completely different skill set than being a business owner. And the problem is that we love being in the lane of being a clinician, but we don't like being in the lane of the business, but it's a necessary lane. So I'm trying to give you the tools that you need to straddle both. In other words, to have put your, you know, clinician hat on when you're doing the clinician thing, and then put your CEO or your business hat on when you're doing the business thing. So today, this is a business thing conversation. So last year, in early or mid 2021, I read a book by Dan Sullivan, and it's called Who Not How. I have a link for you in the show notes. You can find it on Amazon as well. So this book, Who Not How, was highly recommended to me. And I thought, okay, this is going to be great. I'm going to love this. So sure enough, I get the book and I could not put it down. And here's the premise of the book. I highly recommend that you read this book. It will transform the way that you think about doing business, the business side of your clinical practice. Because here's what the premise of the book is. It's about finding the who's, as in W-H-O apostrophe S, the who. Who are the who's in the world that will help you accomplish your mission, your goals, your dreams, your objectives with their hows? Let me say that again. It's a who, a person, who has a specific skill set or their how, and that person with that skill set can help you do what you do best, which is be a better clinician. Does that make sense? It's really all about building a network of professionals, other people that are skilled in other things that you're not skilled at. And remember, as clinicians, we are not skilled. Most of us are not skilled at business. We either have to learn it the hard way. I'm saying amen to that over here. We either have to learn it the hard way, or we just don't do it because it's not what we're good at. And then business just struggles along. So who, not how, gives you that kind of the perspective about how to build that network of professionals, whether it's in finance or marketing or coaching or education or, you know, whatever it is. But it's those, that collection of people that are using their superpower or their how to help you reach your objectives and goals. So here's an example. Let's just say, and I think this is probably many, many of my podcast listeners would say, a raise their hand on this one is that, let's just say you don't like working with numbers. Most of us don't. That's not the side of our brain that works for most. So we don't like working numbers. I don't want bookkeeping. Don't want to do fine. Just tell me. I just look in the bank account. I just know how much money's in there. I know who I have to pay, and I'll just take what's left. We don't like numbers in general. So if you need those numbers, though, to file your taxes, to know, you know, what your retention rate is, how much income are you generating from your fee for service? How much income are you generating? What's the percentage of your supplement sales of your total revenue, your fee for service, like all the little things that as a business owner, you really need to know. But if that is not your forte, then why are you doing it? Why? It makes no sense. Because here, think about this. What's your hourly rate? If you could schedule yourself out for an hour, how much income could you generate yourself in an hour by serving your people? We got to get paid for what you do. So what is your quote hourly rate? Let's just call it, for kicks and grins, let's just call it $150 an hour. Hopefully it's higher than that, but let's just say $150 an hour. What is the hourly rate of a good bookkeeper? I'm just like asking a question. What is the hourly rate of a good bookkeeper? Depends on where you live, what kind of part of the country, but let's just say it's $50 an hour. Now, if you're doing the bookkeeping and the finance stuff, you have now stepped into the zone of being the highest paid bookkeeper and the worst bookkeeper ever, because you don't like doing it. You're not good at it. You probably suck at it. Probably. But if you find the who, i.e. that bookkeeper who loves, oh my gosh, he or she, oh man, give me a set of numbers and I'm so happy. They then take their $50 an hour skill and they can knock out in an hour or two what would have taken you 3 or 4 hours to do a really bad job at. Now your $150 an hour just turned into $600 an hour. Or, you know, $600 to get the work done, and you could have paid her $100. But this mentality that we have of, well, I can't afford it. No, I'm going to push you back, push back on you a little bit. I think that is a really dumb excuse. Yes, it's not that you can't afford it. You can afford it, because if you free up that time from your schedule, now you're able to leverage your how, your clinical how, your clinical superpower, to be able to serve more people. And then you let the other professional do their how. They do their thing And so that bookkeeper then becomes your who that does her how, so that you can do your how, your thing with your patients. So it's a such a win-win-win. So there are three things. There are three places that I say for every clinician, myself included, these are all outsourced for me in large part. Number one, the thing that you have to find the who for is your finances, bookkeeping, accounting. Now, in my former life, which is my kind of current life, I guess, but when I started out years and years ago, I loved working with small businesses that had shoe boxes full of receipts. Made me so happy. And I had a little consulting firm that I ran, and this was when I lived in Denver years ago. And I had this little consulting firm, and I had probably 10, 15 different clients. I had a car wash. I had a floral shop. I had a shoe repair place. They were all small businesses, and they just needed someone to help them with their books. So they were using the who, not how principle way back then. So they hired me, and I would come in once a week, and I would post all their receipts, categorize them to the right expense accounts, make sure that all the income was in there, and just make sure that their financial accounting, their whatever software they were using, was all up to date and current. And then they knew exactly where they stood. And oh my gosh, made me so happy. I loved it. I loved it. Give me a mess. And I just couldn't wait to clean it up. Made me so happy. They benefited because they didn't have to do it because they didn't want to, and they suck at it. So it was perfect. So in your business, I highly recommend that you have someone who does your bookkeeping. So I have a team right now, and the people that I use, I absolutely love working with them because they're really skilled at their work. And at the end of the month, they might charge me $150 for their bookkeeping services for the month, but they have done all my payroll. They've paid my independent contractors. They've balanced my bank statement. They've done any cleanup or anything that needs to be, and it's cost me, I don't have to do it. It would take me so long, and the hassle factor's high. So hard no, I'm not doing it. So I hired someone. Oh, best money. That's the happiest check I write every month. Makes me so happy. Number one, finances, accounting, bookkeeping. Number two, the second thing you need to always hire out someone to do is your website. You have to hire someone to do your website because unless you have a minor in web design, you should excuse yourself from that world. Building a website on Wix or one of the other free platforms might be fine. It might look fine for you, but for SEO purposes and all the things, there's a lot you can't do there. And unless you want to go back to school and learn how to use WordPress and design your own site and manage the plugins and do all the coding, good on you. But if you're doing that, you're not taking care of your patients. So do what you do well, which is serve the people that you serve, and then let someone else come in and do what they do well, which is build a website. So website's number two. Number three, this is the third thing that I think every practitioner should always outsource, and that is your copywriting. Now, depending on the level of copy that or outward marketing that you have, you may only need somebody to hire somebody once in a while. Maybe once a month, you need them to write an email or two for you, or you're going to, you know, talk about a new promo, a new service, a new thing you're adding, or a new person, and you want to do some email campaigns around that to announce it to your patient list. Hire somebody to write it. Hire someone that's good with words, that can communicate well. Don't just rely on yourself to send out an email because you're probably going to be as dry as boring toast. Like, I didn't say that right. As boring as dry toast. So you want to make sure that you're leveraging the hows, right? The who with the how, so that you can then be successful. Because how long is it going to take you to sit down and write an email? Hours. How long will it take them? 30 minutes. Give them the copy, the concept, what they want. They're going to charge you for 30 minutes. And now you use your time that you just freed up to go do what you do best. So moral of the story, friend, is outsource and find those who's that have the hows that complement what you want to do, that allow you to do what you do best. And don't worry about trying to be all things to all people and doing all the things all the time. You don't have to. You don't have to. I want you to think about this differently. So you can now think about who can I hire that has a specific skill that will help me achieve my goals. And then you, remember this to wrap this up, you, your specific skill as far as a healthcare provider, excuse me, your specific skill as a healthcare provider, that you are someone else's who with a how. For your patients that walk in the door, you're their who. Isn't that awesome? It comes full circle. You then are their who. You are providing your knowledge, your skill, your how to help them achieve their goal. And then they can become the who for their kids or their spouse or at their job or whatever. It's always a circular thing. I don't want you to think of it as being a selfish, you know, position to take. It's not. When you find someone to help you, you give them the gift of operating in their superpower. Just like when a patient hires you, quote, to help them with their healthcare needs, you are then delivering your superpower back to them. So it's such a win-win. When you bring people in that can help you, it allows you to use your superpower and your who-ness and your how-ness to help someone else. So I hope this was very helpful for you and gives you a brand new way of thinking about how to leverage your time, how to actually create the income so that you can pay for your who's in your business. And then now all you got to do is you got to just go find your who. That's your job. Find that person that can help you with your big burning fire that you haven't been able to put out because you're not good at it. So go find that person and then go get the book, Who Not How by Dan Sullivan. It's in the show notes. All right, friend, much love. Well, that was a mouthful. All the who's and the how's and the no and the do's and the don'ts and the business and all the who, the how. I sound like a Dr. Seuss book. So listen, I want to tell you something. I want to be your who. I can be your who that can give you the how, especially as it comes to your marketing. Not only can I help you with your website and your marketing and that, but I also want to tell you about something super special coming up. And that is next week, starting on Monday, the 17th, next week, I have a brand new course coming out and it's called the Social Content Collector. And it will allow you to create content for your ideal audience because you're the only one that knows them. This is one of the things that you kind of can't outsource. You can't find a who that's going to know your audience because these are the people that are in front of you all the time. They're telling you about their problems. You're listening to them. You're working with them as you're adjusting or you're doing acupuncture treatment or you're doing nutrition work with them or you're giving them supplements. You understand them better than anyone else. You can't outsource this content to someone. So Social Content Collector is not only going to teach you how to do all of that work, but I'm going to make it so simple for you. I'm going to give you the tools you need to keep it so organized, you're not even going to believe it. Most of us don't have organization as one of our core strengths. I know I don't. So I put special emphasis in this course to help you be able to stay organized with all of your content. And if you don't like social media, then you can use this for like your email content or blogs or videos or anything. It's basically all of the outside or outward facing content that you want to use to be able to connect with your patients, with your ideal audience, with that one person that you really want to get their attention and say, I am your who. I am your who can help you with your health issue. It's that kind of content that I'm going to teach you how to make. So here's the deal. It comes out next Monday on the 17th. You can pre-purchase this week with a discount code. The discount code is only for the podcast listeners. So if you're on, you get the discount code. It's CE Podcast 50, CE for Clinical Entrepreneur, CE Podcast 50. That's the discount code, the coupon code. And you're going to put that coupon code in at checkout. The course itself right now is priced at $129. With the coupon code, you're going to get it for $79. So it's $50 off. The price will go up as of the 17th of January. So this is your last week. Jump on it, because there's not going to be any discount code after that. But I'm telling you, the content, the material inside the course is life-changing. We've already had unbelievable feedback about it and about how it's made the whole process of identifying what your ideal patient wants and making that process of creating that content So simple. So use that coupon code before this Sunday, the 16th. It expires on the 16th. And then on the 17th, you'll have access to all the content. And I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm telling you, you're going to want this course. Let me be your who to show you the how and save you time so that you're not spending money hiring a marketing person that doesn't know your audience. All right, friend, take care. Grab the Who Not How book. I'll see you inside the Social Content Collector course. You can go to RhondaNelson.com/SCC for Social Content Collector. Use that code CEPODCAST50 for $50 off. I'll see you inside. Take care. I'll be back next week.